Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. The session is now open. My name is Arce. You can follow me on Instagram at Arce Senior. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janoux at The Brandon Janoux Show on Instagram as well. What's up, Mr. Brandon? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How you feeling, man?
Not bad, man. Not bad. A lot of shit that's happening now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we were, maybe we'll do it next week, but we had a topic for discussion and it's not going to be what it is today. Today's topic is actually the topic of Ukraine and Russia. I know this probably doesn't seem like us, but, you know, I figured since Mr. Brandon had it on his show and he had a couple good points on there, and I was hoping to get, you know, kind of my thoughts out there as well. I was actually thinking about recording this for my podcast, but I'm glad you agreed. I'm glad we can have a back and forth on this discussion. So if you don't know, Russia has invaded Ukraine on February 24th. And the reason, their reasoning for invading is because of the military exercises that has been going on the past few months in the Ukraine. Putin says in his video that he feels like it was an act of an aggression and it was against the NATO treaty. So he attacked first. Also, Ukraine is part of the EU, the European Union. However, it's not part of NATO. And I think they were thinking about joining NATO, but I think that's the reason, and also another reason that Russia invaded was because of that. And but you know, Russia is the last, Ukraine is the last ditch effort that the EU has before Russia decides to, you know what I'm saying, invade Poland, invade all those countries that are there, you know what I'm, Germany. You know what I'm saying? Germany right now is actually taking the lead on this. And they've just decided to help with air support and with weapons on the ground. So a lot of things are really, really moving. A lot of things are really happening. Kind of want to get your thoughts on it, Mr. Brandon. Let me know what you think about this Russia-Ukraine stuff.
I mean, like you said, I talked about it, I think, like last week. I can't remember what day, but I talked about it just recently. My thing on it is I think Russia is doing what Russia feels like they need to do to start something. I think, you know, whatever that starting is what Russia wants to start. You know, I saw, I think Trump say, if I was in office, they wouldn't be doing this. I don't know. I really don't know. I think that Putin would have done it, but if you would have been like, all right, cool, do it. Like, it was that, like, you wouldn't be opposed to it, is what I'm trying to say. And I think that that's the thing about Russia to me right now. I think Russia is just doing what I think they see fit to do. And I don't know what they're trying to create, because what they're doing is really fucking themselves up in their own structure, in a sense. Because you're losing pretty much very important ties to all these other countries. Like you said, like, this is the last, you know, Ukraine is pretty much the last, you know, strain to the UE that they have. So now you're kind of like showing that you like, fuck that, I'd rather just go to war with everybody. That's not a good idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen one country beat, you know, tens. Like, that shit just doesn't happen. So as great as Putin thinks he is, this is really stupid. You're fucking up your own economy in the long haul, which you're doing, because now everybody's kind of like pulling away from you guys, which it benefits this country that we live in, kind of, because like I said on my show, like, they are the lead, Russia pretty much rent out their oil to all these other countries. So So we're the only country that doesn't get oil from Russia. We get it from the Middle East, Saudi Arabia to be exact. So Saudi Arabia deals in US dollars. And that helps our economy because if we now are the pipeline to all these other countries getting oil, Russia, where are you getting your resources from? Where are you getting your money from?
Yeah. I believe 41 or 42% of his GDP is based off of crude oil and natural gas that he provides to Europe.
Europe.
Now, if Russia cuts that off, we would have to step up and give them the oil and give them the natural gases and natural resources. Now, as of yesterday, today is February 28th. As of yesterday, Russia has been removed from the SWIFT banking system, which is the international banking system that everybody uses. So they're cutting him off there. The Russian dollar, or whatever it's called, has lost 33% of its value overnight. So I say that to say this: when you cut someone off, especially as big a country as Russia, that way, they have no other choice but to keep moving and to keep moving forward and keep attacking until, either he submits, dies, or he takes control of Europe. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't realize how strategic Ukraine was, and as far as the division between Russia and Europe. It almost seems, but all right, here's another thing too. Ukraine had been saying for weeks that there's an imminent attack on that's coming
Russia. Yeah.
from Russia, and they've been stepping up stuff ever since then. And to see the first few days, he kind of ran fucking through Ukraine, especially those border towns. He ran through them. Now he's basically
Kind of stalemate.
surrounded, huh?
Kind of stalemate. He stalemate.
Now, as of now,
He
right?
stalemate.
But let me tell you what he did do. He pretty much has taken over Chernobyl, which is the nuclear
Farmer.
plant.
Yeah,
Yeah,
farmer
the nuclear.
nuclear plant.
That melted down back in the 80s. Was it the 80s?
60s, 70s?
60s? Something like that. Okay. Yeah,
Yeah,
okay. It was
something
like
like that.
60s or 70s or something like that. But they are, man, I'm telling you, I don't want to get it off topic. I'll tell that. I'll say that later. But I feel like as like Russia right now is honestly, it's strategically genius. I am not gonna lie. I will give this to Putin because he's basically hitting everybody at their weakest moment. Like right now, the United States is at its weakest that it's been in decades. You know what I'm saying? And we're fighting amongst each other. We're fucking worried about racism. We're worried about masks and fucking vaccines and shit like that. Nobody else is worried about that shit right now. I'm telling you, man, especially if you're in Poland or Germany or especially Ukraine, nobody gives a fuck about none of that. No one cares about your gender. You know what I'm saying? All that shit goes off the table when a rocket hits your fucking
House.
house. I was gonna say like apartment building, but yeah, hell yeah, man. It's all that shit changes. So what do you think, man? What do you think is going to happen after this?
I think, like you said, they have to keep moving forward. I think Russia has no other alternative right now. And that's where it gets a little bit interesting in a sense, because if you're Putin, you're a dictator. You don't want to be proven wrong. Like the worst thing could happen is like, oh shit, they cut all our resources. We need to stop because we need to get back in everybody's good graces. Fuck that. Like, no, we're gonna
Yeah.
keep going until they take us out. The
Right.
problem with that is as and maybe you know more than I do about the Russian military than I do, but my thing is if you do take eventually you're gonna get cut off. There's no way in hell you get through all of these places without somebody coming in and saying, you know what, British forces, French forces, Germany, we all have to come together and cut the fucking head off right now. And if that happens, then what? Because you ain't gonna recruit just a bunch of these little ass kids to go just fight in a war. Like, that is ridiculous.
I'm sure they would actually.
I
That's
mean, they probably
exactly what
would,
they would
but
do.
I that's what it, but that but then you kind of have no really alternative other than just keep fighting until you're the last man standing. And now, when I mean last man standing, I mean you're literally the last man that can actually fight in this goddamn war for your country. And that is where it is. Listen, I mean, we didn't get the Cold War back then. You know what I'm saying? But this has always been the situation between Russia and United States. I mean, it's been fucking
Facts.
since the Cold War. Like, this has always been the situation. The thing is, Russia, like you said, he hit the countries at their weakest. Like, he did it perfect strategy. If you were gonna catch somebody, why not wait till they're at the weakest moments? Like, this is the
Exactly.
best time to do it. The problem with that is, though, and this is why I said, if people really were paying attention, Russia can't get us. And that's where it kind of gets, it's cool with all these sanctions and shit, but nobody wants us to get into it. And that's where, and Joe Biden don't need that on him, because he knows if we go to war with Russia, that's a different conversation on another level. That's
If
literally World War III.
we all oh, that yeah, facts, that's
That's
literally.
literally World War III. Like,
No, it is
because
straight up.
now, because literally, because now all these other countries and nations are like, wait a minute, what the fuck? Like, US, you should have stayed out of it. And I think that.
There's another country by the name of the Chechen Republic. They have 70,000 soldiers that they're willing to send in to help Russia. Now Germany obviously is going to be there, Poland, it's definitely going to be a big skirmish in Ukraine. Now, if we get involved, that means China's going to have to get involved. And
Get
they're on
involved.
Russia's side. That means North
South
Korea
Korea.
is going to have to get involved because they back China and China backs them. You know what I'm saying? See, here's the thing. Ukraine is the closest country to them that is democratic. I don't know if anybody's ever really said that, but that's the only democratic nation that's next to Russia, that's close to that
Russia.
touches Russia. Yeah, exactly. So it's like you can claim that it's a war on democracy. I mean, I think that's very easy to put together, and that's all he ever wanted. And he's also claiming that these neo-Nazis are rising up, these Leninists. He called the reason Ukraine even started was because of the Leninists. They wanted their own part of the country. And he tried to say that Ukraine is has Soviet history that they're erasing, so he's going by all of these
Which which
old doctrines.
what which is kind of true. I mean, they had
It
like
is true.
two Ukraine states, I think, wanted to get back with the Russian,
Correct.
with Russia. So yeah.
Crimea, I think, I don't know about Crimea, but there's definitely a state there that voted 95% to join Russia again.
Russia.
And I think that helped boost his confidence as well. But I think it's just honestly, it's not about anything else other than strategy. He wants to take Ukraine because he'll take control of the Black Sea, the pipelines that he that are that are that'll be coming through, through Ukraine, supply stuff, supply. I'm sorry, I'm drawn to a blank. But he can pretty much do anything from there. If he takes Crimea, dude, that Europe is fucked. Straight up Europe is fucked. And we're gonna have to go in if he decides to move further west. Now they've taken him off of the SWIFT banking system. From what I understand, Russia has about 2 years of supplies to feed their country. So this can really go on for 2 years before we really he really feels the ramifications of this decision. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. There's nothing like a war to really reset history. And the reason I say that is because all the infighting that we have with each other, all the division that we have, especially in this country, the division in Europe, basically for the same things. And I feel like if, in fact, we do go into a World War III, there's no doubt about it in my mind that it'll be nuclear war, because he's already come out and said and told his nuclear facilities to be on high alert. People call it posturing, saying that he's not really going to do it. Fuck that, yo. He'll do it. And
I'm about to say, people thought that he wouldn't do this shit. Yeah. He did it. And so that he probably wouldn't do it. That's bullshit. Stop saying that shit.
I'm glad, though, that he's actually getting some pushback. Like you called it earlier, a stalemate. They're not moving very far. They're not going that deep into... They haven't even taken Kyiv yet, or Kiev. You know, that's two major cities that's over there. It's crazy, though. It's just, you know, in this, you wouldn't think in 2022 that we'd still be battling over land. That's true, I guess. But you know, with land comes resources, and I think that's what he really wants is the resources.
And that's the thing. The thing is,
strategic dominance.
For some apparent reason, we think that like World War II was just like 130 years ago. That was like 80 years ago.
Yeah.
World War II was literally 80.
People are still alive from World War II.
People are still here to tell us about World War II. Like, it's not like it was like 180 years ago. This shit happened 80 fucking years ago, dude.
Right.
Like, it's not that fucking shocking that it still could possibly happen. I don't know if it's going to go nuclear. I think it might go cyber. I think we might have a cyber war, because who wants to control nuclear codes more than that? How are you going to get nuclear codes? By cyber attacks? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, so that's the only way it goes nuclear. If it's a cyber, just a complete meltdown of all of the, you know, records and, you know, statement and everything. Just everything goes to the wayside in the web. And plus, like you just said, everything is on the web now. So it's very easy to get it. And listen, I don't know really that many people that sit here saying that a World War III can't happen. I don't know who the fuck is telling you that it's not. That shit seems like it's just it's somewhere in the in the atmosphere. And like you just said, like I said on my show, we can't get involved, because like you just said, if we get involved, then China gets involved. And that's like calling your big brother out the house.
You're like, right about that.
You go get your big brother, I go get mine. What's up? Let's do this. Yeah. It's literally what it's like. It's literally like, all right, you start that shit. I'm gonna go get my big brother. I'm gonna go get mine. And it's just like, and I don't think US wants to see China. I'm gonna be real.
I think we'd fuck China up.
I don't know about that.
They may have the biggest army as far as people, but they would be afraid to invade us. Because why? Because we have a Second Amendment that allows us to have guns. That's why when Russia first started attacking Ukraine, the president said flat out, everybody get a gun who wants one to help defend. They automatically got rid of any laws they had about any handguns or anything like that. We don't need to do that.
And the thing about the reason why I say, because I just feel like China has more of a reach to get us than all these other fucking countries. All these other fucking countries don't have that much reach on us. Like Russia can't reach us. That's just me. I don't think Russia has that much reach to get us.
As far as what the ballistic weapons that can, like rockets and shit.
Yeah, like I don't think it has that much reach to get us. Yeah. On that flip side, I think, you know, if I'm sitting there thinking about it, like China has that much reach.
Yeah, for sure.
And China,
they do.
And China,
they can definitely hit California for sure.
They, and on top of that, not only did they hit California, they can leave us blind and blind to the world, because, like I said, that cyber shit is real. And who owns all of the fucking tech in the fucking world? China.
Nah, we do.
Who creates the phones?
They steal our shit. They steal our shit.
Man, again, we could have this conversation for years on end.
Well, but, you know, I think, yes, if it's a cyber war, it could last forever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You don't think right now there's probably hackers trying to hack Russia to fuck up their, you know, guidance, their missile guidance systems and shit? I'm sure that's happening somewhere, somewhere in the government. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course.
It is, man. It gets like that, bro. I don't know, man. I have no idea. Do you think Biden would be a strong president on this issue? No. Has he been a strong president on any of these issues?
No.
Yeah.
This is what I said.
What if they Article 25 him and they say that, I think it's Article 25, where they say he's unfit for office and they kick him out?
He's been unfit for fucking office.
He is.
He's been unfit for fucking office.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I've not seen somebody that has been in government this long don't know shit about how to handle this situation. Like, I've never seen somebody that's been in government this long that don't know how to handle none of these situations. It's a fucking shame. He's literally been around it most of his life. It is looks like a fucking deer in headlights. Like, he doesn't know what the
yeah,
fuck.
You're right about that. But so if we get him out of office, that automatically makes Kamala Harris president. She would step up. Now, do you think she would be strong on this?
I'm be honest. I think she have more of a backbone than he would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she have more of a backbone than he would.
I actually agree with that. I do.
I think she actually try to like defend something. You know, like I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He is just. I will say being a president, but he's not even a president. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, you were a sidekick. Stay a sidekick. It was a good role for you. You were a great sidekick. Not everybody needs to be Batman. Nigga, you a Robin. Play Robin. You were great. What the fuck is wrong with you? You wasn't even. Hold on. Scratch that. Nigga, you wasn't even Robin, dog. You was like Alfred. Like, you were a great Alfred. You were a great Alfred. You cleaned up the Batcave. You made sure everybody was good. Like, what the fuck are you
That's
doing?
Hilarious.
Like, it's seriously, he's a fucking great Alfred. He's a great Alfred. Amazing. Fucking amazing, man. And they cleaned up the Batcave. He made sure Obama was all good. Michelle was good. Michelle was really the vice president. That nigga was just somebody that was cleaning up the goddamn all over office and shit. Like, he wasn't doing nothing.
That's hilarious. He was the butler.
He's a fucking butler.
So all right, so let's say let's keep going down the line. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, do you think, let's say,
hell no. No, I cut you out right then and there. Nope, fuck no,
because realistically she's third in power. So if the vice president, the vice president are gone, is the Speaker of the House.
She another one that is just like Joe Biden. You talk that shit, but you ain't about that shit.
Yeah.
You can talk it all day, but when the smoke come, your ass is nowhere to be found. I ain't got time for you. I have no time, no patience for this shit.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that. Yeah, I don't know what to expect after all this, man. I really don't. It's really changed my mind to me, because just in these 4 days of battle, 4,300 Ukrainians have died. Only like 106 Russians have died, bro. You know what I'm saying? So he came in in with the blitzkrieg type of warfare. He just came in
and I think that also is a detriment to his stats people. Mm-hmm. because you go in all, we're gonna take everything, let's go out the gate. Eventually, motherfucker, you run out of resources. As great as all that shit is, eventually, motherfucker, you're gonna run out of them resources.
Eventually,
you're gonna run out of them miss you eventually you're gonna run out of them missiles. Eventually, your airplanes ain't gonna always take off on like and have gas to get back and shit. You might get fucked up in a certain situation like that. That's why you're getting stalemated right now. That's a problem. Like,
Facts.
you did all that shit in the first 2 days, and now it's like, uh-oh. That's a reason why we say, uh-oh. Like, you got to keep going because you've already fucked yourself. You might as well keep going. But that's why, like, if I was the US, I'm like, am I really rushing to do anything? If I'm Germany,
Are you
I'm
rushing?
just waiting for these motherfuckers. If
Yeah.
I'm Germany, I'm just sitting at the border just waiting because eventually you said they only lost 180 people. That shit gonna get up there by the time they get close to Portland
Yeah.
and Germany and shit. They gonna
Yeah.
lose some people. So by the
Right.
time you get to these others, they cocked and ready to go. They ready to go.
Yeah.
And you got all these people are gone now. And your planes ain't flying like they used to.
Facts.
And they got to keep coming back to reload and all this shit.
Yeah.
And I love the Ukrainian president. He was like, "Yo, bro, like, I don't need no flight. Give me some fucking ammo, bitch. I don't need a flight. Get there."
Exactly.
I like, that's a real shit. I'm
Hell
like, I like that
yeah.
shit. He's like,
Hell
"Fuck a flight."
yeah.
He's like, "Fuck a flight. I need some ammo, bitch. Send me some guns."
I
Like, what
bet
the
you
fuck?
that's why another reason fucking Putin can't stand his motherfucking ass, because he was an entertainer. He was a comedian that
He
became
is.
president, dog.
Who knows? Nah, laughing ass. He can't have a joke. He can't take a joke, old bitch ass.
I heard a rumor. I don't know how true it is, but when Trump was president, he said, if you touch Ukraine, I'm bombing Moscow. And that's the reason he ain't fuck with him. That's the kind of shit we need. See, Reagan said peace through strength. So that shows, like, and I truly do believe that, because who's gonna fuck with you if you got the best shit, the high tech weapons, the motherfucking all that shit? And we've got a lot. But you got to understand, though, between the United States and Russia, we have 90% of the nuclear capabilities out of the entire world.
And that's where, yeah, I mean, listen, we created this shit. We created nuclear warfare. We created it. Like, there wasn't nobody in the lab. Nobody knew what the fuck that was until we bombed Japan.
Facts. And then we did
Nobody
it again.
knew. Nobody knew what the fuck that was until we literally bombed Japan. Like, no, they leveled an entire fucking city. Like, there's no way in hell that is
Twice.
possible.
Twice.
Twice. It just made we made sure you ain't fucking with us no more. Like, you gonna feel this. In Japan, and what a comedian said, and these motherfuckers been drawing Hello Kitty ever since. Motherfuckers been drawing Hello
Facts,
Kitty.
facts. That's
We
hilarious.
bombed, Dave Chappelle said that shit. We bombed the masculinity out these motherfuckers. They've been drawing Hello Kitty ever since.
That's good. Yo,
It's
so
true though. It's fucking true. It's not like
yeah, I mean,
it's a
they calmed the
lie.
fuck down, but yo, they used, I'm telling you, technology, all that shit they got ahead of after they got bombed the fuck up. So with all this tension and all this shit that's happening, man, there's also a rumor flying around that China might actually go and attack Taiwan. If that happens, dude, we're definitely in World War III. Definitely in World War III, because we have to do something.
You gotta defend Taiwan. And if you know anything about World War II, you know we protected Taiwan then. And that's why they are so dedicated to us and not China, in a sense. So, yeah, China's always wanted to attack them for years, but we've
Because
always had
they believe in that one China rule. It's all a part of China, and then that
all a part of China.
That includes Tokyo. That Yo. Includes motherfucking damn, I can't think of any Philippines. Other countries over there.
Philippines.
I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh shit. That's crazy as hell, man. That's wild, bro. I think I'm gonna go play some goddamn Ghost of Tsushima today.
I'm not gonna get Call of Duty. This shit getting real. I got it.
Oh, good point. Yeah, good point.
I'm gonna get Call of Duty. This shit is getting real.
Even yeah, facts. No, I had to tell my kids. I had to show them, like, yo, this shit is real. Look at what's happening. Yes. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that this could happen here. And they asked me if there was ever a draft, whether or not I'd be drafted. I told him I probably would be drafted. And they asked me if I would go. And I said, yes, I would go. You know, based on all this that's happening, man, I still love my country. I still love the United States no matter what. So I'm going to fight for it, you know. But that's if the draft happens. I don't think there's going to be any draft anytime soon. You know what I mean?
I think, man. For people that is amazed by what's happening, it's like the world has never been at peace.
Yeah, at least not for long.
It's never had a peaceful period. Like, think about it. Like, the world has never had a peaceful period. Like right after World War II, what, it took, what, 50s? That was what, World War II ended, what, 40s, 50s?
Yeah, 10 years later, we're in Korea.
In Korea, like.
10 years later after that, we're in fucking Vietnam.
Nam.
20 years after that, we're in Iraq for the Gulf War. Like, and then another 20 years later in the Gulf War again. Yeah, exactly.
And what, like, come on. Like, when has the world ever had peace?
Yeah.
And it's when you have people that claim democracy. You have people that want to run as a dictator. You have people that don't really know what the fuck they are. They're just in the middle. And that's a problem. that's a problem in a sense, because it's like, nobody knows really what they are. They just, they're just there. And that's what you're fighting for. That's really what we're fighting for. We're fighting for either motherfuckers going to be communists or they're going to be democratic.
Mm-hmm.
It's either or. It's not, they got rid of the other shit a long time ago. Like, the other things that could have been, they got rid of that shit a long time. Either you believe in democracy or you just want a dictator. What do you want?
Basically, yeah.
That's kind of what it is, and that's why they fight so fucking much. That's the thing. Like, that's what this is, and I think that. Look, do I think this is going to lead to a World War III? Who the fuck knows? That's the thing about life. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? It might. I mean, we're looking at it now, and we're like, yo, this shit could lead to a World War III. What are we going to do?
Facts.
And in 5 fucking days, Russia can get their ass killed. Everybody can die in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then they back in Russia being like, we shouldn't have did that shit. That was stupid.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So right.
It's like, we just got to wait it out. We got to just see what happens. Do I think China might invade Taiwan? If this is the best time to do it, this might be the best time to do it if you're going to do it.
My point.
If you're going to do it, this is the best time to fucking do it.
Fact.
Because everybody's so focused on Russia, you go in real quick and... Not a conversation. It's completely fucked. Which I don't think they would step on Putin's spotlight. I don't think they'd step on Putin's spotlight.
I don't think they give a fuck about no spotlight.
The reason why is because I think even though they're in cahoots with Russia, I think Putin is a very dumb son of a bitch. And he wants this, he wants this moment to himself.
Yeah.
So if China goes in and steals it, who the fuck you think cares a fuck about what's going on in the Ukraine? Sorry, but let's be real. China starts moving. Who cares about the fucking Ukraine? Everybody moving their fucking shit to Taiwan. Everybody talking about that shit.
Right.
Fucking so cares. And it's literally like when somebody goes missing, but somebody else goes missing, and it's like, oh, but that's the story now.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen. It's like, shit's still happening in Ukraine, but it's just like, but China started to move. That's a fucking conversation.
Right.
That's a bigger conversation than anything, because it's like, uh-oh, China moving? U.S., what you really about to do? We can give two fucks about Russia. What you gonna do when China moves?
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different conversation.
Hell yeah.
And I think that, and I think that's what I'm saying. If I was, I don't know Putin, but Putin seems like a motherfucking dictator, which means he wants all the spotlight on him. He wants straight, everybody to see.
He is the definition of a dictator. He wants
all the love. He wants everybody mad at him. He wants everybody to be pissed off about him, only him, and it can't be nothing else. He wants it all. He wants all the smoke. The problem is China. China starts to move. You think we're giving a fuck about you now?
Yeah. Right.
You want all eyes on him. He is such a social media bitch. He is an Instagram model. He wants all that. He wants all the attention. You want all eyes on him. Look at my new ass.
He's a straight up dictator in the sense that anything that you say against him or his party, you're being arrested. Any kind of protests, you're being arrested. If you don't believe in Christianity, you're being arrested, you know, which I don't understand. Like, the Chechen Republic is a Muslim country.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. And they're vowing to back Russia. And Russia is supposed to be based off Christianity, and it's supposed to be like the one true religion. So I never really did understand that. So maybe it's just, you know, one hand on top of the other, I guess. I don't know, whatever the fucking term is. But
we don't know everything, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know everything. Listen, yeah, we don't know everything.
Especially how to talk.
Yes, that's like our least favorite thing to talk to.
Yeah. No, man, it's just, it's just so much that's going on. What are the chances of attacks happening here?
They will attack here. They will attack physically the United States of America. I don't think they're going to ever attack physically the United States of America. Now,
Hawaii?
We do have bases in other places. Mm-hmm. Now, that is another conversation.
Facts.
Because Japan didn't attack America. They attacked Pearl Harbor. They didn't attack us physically. They attacked the Navy base. So that's a different conversation. Now, if they do that, then that's a conversation. That's a way different conversation. But I don't think anybody's going to physically attack New York again. Like, nobody's going to physically attack.
They could attack. Russia could attack Alaska.
But yes, that's the United States. But how many people live in Alaska that you know of?
I know somebody that lives there, man.
Look at Arson trying to be well-rounded in this conversation. He's like, I know people that live in Alaska.
I really do know people that live in Alaska. I know of people. Let me take that shit back. But still, I mean, nonetheless, they're Americans. It's American soil.
It's America's soil, so you gotta defend it in a sense, but it's not like...
It's not the mainland. It's not the lower 48. It's not here. Yeah, I get it. I think it would be hard for them to attack New York, D.C., the two biggest cities. You know what I'm saying? L.A., I think they can attack. They you know what I'm saying? They probably will.
I mean, they could try.
They could try, at least. Yeah, you're right.
They could try. I mean, and I think that's the key. I think, like, I feel like China, if they're going to attack us, they'll attack Cali.
Yeah, facts.
Russia.
I'm kind of okay with that. You know what I mean? Nah.
He went from, I love this country, I'll fight for this country, to, I'm cool with him attacking the shit out of California.
Yeah, I mean, California.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to attack California though. That shit, I ain't that sad. I ain't gonna be that sad. I mean,
nah, we won't let them take it. But you know, a couple bombs here and there. You know, get rid of some of the Democrats and shit like that. You know what I mean? Nah, let me stop. I'm going straight to jail.
Oh my god! Yeah, I'm going too because I'm accessory to this shit. God damn it!
Everybody gonna know DTS after this, damn it.
Oh my god.
But I mean, it's scary, man. It's scary in the fact that it could happen here. And it's scary in the fact that it really brings a sense of realness to the world. This is what the world has always been. And even now with technology and TikTok and social media and dances and all this other bullshit, you put that shit aside, man. This is the real world, yo. This is what really fucking happened.
This is why I said this for the first time in our lifetime. There is no flashing lights. There is nothing that you could gain our attention real fast, throw some shit out there, make us feel like, you know, oh, wait, look at that. That seems more entertaining. There's nothing like that. This is different. And that's the thing. Like, you need a story like this to kind of wake everybody the fuck up and be like, yo, life ain't all about your social media posts, my guy. Like, it is a real fucking situation. Like, it's life or death, dog. And there's a lot of people that don't have the opportunity and the liberties that we have to move and do what the fuck we do.
Facts.
Some people got to deal with the fuck is going on in Ukraine.
Yeah.
They got to deal with it. Like, there's no way around it. Like, they have to deal with it. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video of the tank running over the car with the old lady in it?
I did.
Fucking crazy, man.
She got out. Oh, she survived. I was like,
she fucking survived, bro. Can you
believe that? She survived it. I'm like, yeah. Yo, that's... I'm like, Ukraine must got some good ass bread, man, because she just survived the shit out of that. I'm like, I don't know about me.
And let me tell you, this is why I can see the difference between Russia and Ukraine as far as politics goes. Russia ran out of gas, and Ukraine's offered them a tow back to their country so that they could get fuel instead of shooting them up and killing them, which is probably what I would have done. I would have tried to kill them.
The shit out of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have been that nice. I wouldn't have walked up to them. They were like laughing and joking and shit. And so it's cool to see. It's cool to see, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of gives promise that maybe, just maybe, there can be some kind of peace. They're already talking. They're having peace talks today. It started today. So they're having peace talks. Whether or not.
Here's my thing. Putin is such a fucking dictator. Even if he's having these peace talks, something's going to, at the slightest sense of he's going to tip it right back over. So we can have all these peace talks all we want. If his ass is physically not ready to really give up peace, this shit ain't going to happen. This shit ain't going to last. Yeah. That shit going to last 5 days. It's going to be right back into the whole situation. It doesn't matter.
Right. I think Putin has to die, man. I truly do. I think Putin needs to die.
I mean,
that's not going to get rid of the
isn't that what all happens with dictators? I mean, they all got to take the L eventually. They all got to take the L eventually.
I mean, we all die. Facts. I mean, true.
I mean, some of us die naturally, and some of us die by a bullet. Which one you want to do?
Right.
Anytime I see a motherfucker on a horse with his shirt off, something ain't right with that motherfucker. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm telling you, his PR was really good in this country for a long time, public relations.
People really fucked with him.
For a while, man. Playing. It's like, yo, he's a fucking dictator, y'all. What are y'all talking
about? Listen. Y'all can talk that shit if y'all want to, but I remember a bunch of motherfuckers posting him on SNLs and all that shit, talking about how cool he was. Mm. No, not he ain't cool no more. Why? why?
Because he showed his real self? That's why?
He became a dictator. He showed what a dictator was, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're like, oh, he ain't cool no more. He never been, bitch. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah. No, he violated every single international law that has ever been made by invading Ukraine, bro. He don't give a fuck about nothing, bro.
Yo.
Oh, and I wanted to say this, too. Go ahead.
Every international law. He was like, he didn't care about none of that shit.
Not even a little bit.
Yo, he's like, fuck them people. Yo, he like, fuck them people. He just straight fuck them people.
It's wild, man. It's fucking wild. I forgot what I was going to say just then, but it's wild, bro. Oh, man. I just.
But again, like I said, man, are we really shocked?
I'm not.
Oh, Oh, and that's the thing. Like, are we really shocked? I'm trying to really understand where people are at with the shock level. If you're just blind to the world, then yeah, you're fucking amazed at what's going on. But if you actually paid attention to like U.S. history, well, history in a sense, a war is bound to happen.
Right.
Nobody stays at the top forever.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that, like, I don't know who the fuck didn't tell y'all that. Nobody stays at the top forever. So are you really shocked that it's possible that a World War III could happen? Or are you now on high alert that any day now? I'm more on high alert of like any day now. Cause it's just like,
yeah, that's where I'm at.
We've kept it pretty much as peaceful as we could possibly get it. But we always know it's always a motherfucker. Why you always think motherfuckers say there's always somebody with a hand on the button just ready to pull it?
Right.
There's always somebody with a hand on the button. You think this shit just was hearsay? No, it's true. Like, it's always somebody with a hand on a button ready to pull it. Because at any moment, shit could go left. Then what?
Facts.
I don't think it's going to be like these cartoons that like we used to watch when we were kids. That like everybody's got missiles going everywhere and everything gets blown the fucking smithereens and shit. No, I think that. But there is ways for somebody to get fucked up.
Right.
There is ways for somebody to get fucked up, though.
You know, I think if Putin dies, let's say he's by an assassin or something, and he dies non-naturally.
Still Team 6?
Yeah, you know, something like that. It's almost like when Saddam Hussein got killed. It would leave that country in a fucking civil war. But I honestly don't think that communism would be dead in Russia if Putin died. There's plenty of people that support dictators and dictatorship.
And like you just said, like, because what we did, what Saddam died, is what we came kind of like broke up the peace, kind of broke a peace a little bit in that we're not touching Russia.
Yeah. We destabilized. When we took out Saddam Hussein, we destabilized the Middle East and gave Iran a lot of power.
Yeah. We're not touching Russia. And that's the thing. We might literally leave that up to Europe. Mm-hmm. Like, what you want to do with that shit, you do with that shit. But you got to move fast because China is watching.
Yeah.
And if you're going to try to keep communists out of a region that only knows communists, they're just going to go to the next biggest fucking dictators. Exactly. And that's China.
And he could, yeah.
That's literally China. So why would you even, why would you not rush it? The process, right. If something does happen to Putin, you got to go in right away and take control of that shit. You can't sit, you can't rest on your morals, none of that shit. You got to go in right away.
Right. You know, I think especially if he goes past Ukraine and tries to go into Germany, because we have a base there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
We
got a base there. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's too many. We will fight in that war if they get to Germany. We will fight.
Yeah.
Now, technically, we'll be like, well, we technically didn't tell them to jump out there and do it. You know how we got to play that PR shit.
Right.
We technically didn't tell them, but they're there in Germany and you're attacking their homeland and they're technically helping their homeland. Right. Even though it's a U.S. base, they live in Germany.
Right. Exactly.
So they're just protecting their homeland.
For the first time in history, the NATO army has planned to go into war. First time ever in history since the creation.
Well, I'm about to say, because it got created after World War II. So it literally got created after World War II. So it's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And of course it has to do with Russia. You know what I'm saying? The reason that NATO started, really. other than Germany, even though, you know, Germany turned their backs on Russia. That's why Russia joined the Allied forces. Yep.
The Allied forces.
Man, it really goes to show that there really is an axis of power that still remains from World War II. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shit going on in the East, man. There's probably talks. There's probably, oh my God, talks of revolution, a new world order, all, you know, controlled by President Xi and Putin. You know what I'm saying? That's the world that they envision. It's crazy, man.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Listen, a World War III would truly, it's like I said, World War III would either show people that we're still dominant in this world, or it just goes to the countries that are now the dominant ones. That's all it is. It's just literally just, we've been so dominant, we've never had to think about if we lost. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, think about that for a second.
We've been killing the game for the past 100 years, yo.
Like, we've never had to think about, what if we lose? We've never had to think about it. Because we've been so fucking dominant. It's like, but like I said, everybody falls eventually. Mm-hmm. So what happens? Because now we can't protect everybody because we got ass whooped. So it's like, who do we protect? Like, what happens? Now I think Russia comes over here and start planting Russian flags and shit. But like,
yeah, might be happening. Fuck that.
That might be a different conversation. But
yeah, I'll die before that happens.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, what happens? You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens?
So this is what I think will happen. Now that we've taken him out of the SWIFT banking system, he's only reliant on the Russian dollar, which has lost 33%. He's got like 2 years of reserves of food, and he's got all the natural gas he needs.
And I mean, if I was possible, I would take out the food source.
Yeah, for sure.
If we're going to do a war,
that's always the first thing that gets.
I'm taking out your food source.
It's your natural resources like oil, propane, oil, and stuff like that. Then it's aircrafts, like fucking airports and stuff like that. They bombed it. They bombed an airport. And then it's generally any supply lines from any other country that gets taken out. You know what I'm saying? That's generally how it starts off. But, you know. And then, you know, attacking major cities. I think, honestly, man, even the people in Russia are not agreeing with this. It's not 100%. That's why they're actually calling this Putin's war, not Russia's war, because there's a big opposition in Russia that he shouldn't be doing this. And he's even said it himself. There's brother against brother fighting in this war.
And that's the thing. Like, I think he fucked up Russia, which is the dumbest shit you could have done, because you hurt them. You didn't hurt nobody else in the long haul, in the long sense of everything. You fucked up Russia. Mm-hmm. Because it is kind of like, why would we attack something that literally, like, what are we winning out of this? Like, we sat here and said, yeah, they got resources in Ukraine, but you still got to get to these motherfucking resources.
Yeah, facts. And they're putting up quite the fight. They're putting
I'm like, you got to get to these fucking resources. It sounds great that if you could get there, it sounds amazing. What if you all die?
Yeah.
What if half of your men die? The men you sent, what if they die? What if, like you just said, somebody stopped, a tank stopped in Ukraine, and they were like, hey, man, you want to get, hey, we can help you get back, motherfucker. Like, we're not going to kill you. But that tells you what this is. It's literally like I've been saying, like, eventually you're gonna run out faster than they are.
Right.
Because they can always find people that's gonna, because they're the ones that get attacked. So the ones that is getting attacked will always find people that's gonna give them shit to help get rid of you. On the other hand, you're not getting anything because now the world is looking at you like you are so fucking stupid. What are you doing? You fucked yourself. That is a dumb fucking thing to do. That was very stupid. And I think if China sees Russia getting kind of like pushed back a little bit, they kind of be like, "Ah, we good. Yeah, we good. We not gonna do that." Because it's kind of like why would you go do it now? Your wall of whatever isn't there anymore. Now everybody is looking at you and saying, like, what are you doing? Why the fuck are you attacking now?
I think what he was saying in his speech is just all bullshit. What he's trying to get control of supply lines, the nuclear plant in Chernobyl. I guarantee you, if he does take Ukraine, it won't be long before that shit's back up and running. Even though there's nuclear fallout there, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he's even going to care about that. This really, really shows how easy we could lose our democracy, how easy we can lose what we have over here, because they're essentially also a democratic society where they have open elections. But they don't even have they like they don't even speak the same language. Some of them do speak Russian, but like Ukrainian is a different like dialect. This is like a different language. So, you know, to have some of the people there that still agree with the Russian ways and wants to be part of Russia and stuff like that, the separatists, and that happens, yo. That happens in war, that happens in life, you know, motherfuckers break up. You know, like Texas wanted to secede from the Union, you know what I'm saying? Shit happens, man, you know. But we have to realize, I think, that at any given moment, this shit can end. Straight up. Not the war, but our lives, our livelihood, you know, our society as we know it could completely end, just like it did 4 days ago in Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? But to see them, to see the people fighting back and them getting aid from Germany and Poland and Britain. You know, that's good to see, to at least allow them to fight back. Because when we broke up, once the Soviet Union broke up, this is all he wants to do is rebuild the Soviet Union. But once the Soviet Union broke up, the United States made a promise to Ukraine that we would help support in the event of an attack. And by sanctions, I'm sorry. Sanctions can only do so much. You really have to show hand. You have to show force, in my opinion. Even if we don't engage to be there, you know, in some supportive fashion, we like in Germany, like we just sent a bunch of soldiers to Germany.
And that's why I think that's why I said you got certain soldiers that's already in Germany. You don't think the US is kind of letting them go to the Ukraine? So I think we are there. We just ain't saying shit.
I
I
mean,
think we're
well,
there.
yeah, you have to. You kind of have to do it though. Yeah, we were there
It's just,
because our military was teaching their military.
that's what I'm
All
saying.
those
We're
military
there.
exercises was us teaching them this stuff. You know what I mean?
We're there. Like, we're there fighting in this goddamn war. People think that we're not. We're in that bitch. We're there. We're there. Hopefully, China doesn't hit us.
Yeah, no doubt. Nah, for real, man. For real. Shout out to Elon Musk too. He ended up shooting up some satellites up into the air to give Ukraine Wi-Fi. So
Oh
that,
shit, what?
yeah, hell yeah, man. Because
Hell
a
yeah.
lot of that shit was controlled, you know, by Russia, man. You know what I'm
Russia.
saying? The actual to getting on the internet. So yeah, man. Shout out to Elon for that, man. For real, for
You
real.
know, since you said Elon Musk, you know what we need? We need Iron Man. We need Iron Man. We need Tony Stark to pop up, fuck up Russia real quick.
Right. Well, like, in a sense, we kind of do, man. There's this thing called the military industrial complex. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but there's basically people that make money off of war. So what's happening right now, people are actually making money. If
money off this shit.
If not Putin himself is making money off of this. You know what I'm saying? One way or another. He's testing these weapons. He's using these weapons on innocent people, honestly. And I guarantee you he's making a paycheck out of it because of the people that make these weapons. He's actually testing them. You know what I'm saying?
And I could be wrong for this, and people get mad after I say this shit. We're going to stop acting like weapons ain't being dealt from U.S. to Russia.
Facts. I know we just made a $600 billion deal with fucking Saudi Arabia to sell a bunch of weapons to them. Hell yeah.
So you telling me we ain't selling something to Russia?
I'm sure we are. So it's some kind of missiles. I don't think we're doing tanks and aircrafts, but definitely like missiles, ammunition.
You know, ammunition, like definitely.
You know what I mean? That for sure, I think we are. But a lot of these companies are American companies that build this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. It's a scary fucking time. And at least for a little while, we don't have to worry about thinking about fucking vaccines and mandates and gender neutrality and division between races and shit like that, you know?
His thing. None of that matters if we're dead.
Yeah.
That shit goes right to the wayside because, yeah, the virus could get you. But a bullet could get you faster. Which one do you want to deal with? which one do you want to deal with? Motherfucker? Yep. You want the slow and painful, or do you want the quick and fast? Which one is the one that you're like the most afraid of? Like,
yeah. No doubt. Fucking crazy, man. It is crazy.
Listen, man. What's gonna happen? Nobody knows. Like I said, it's been 4 days, 5 days, I think. 5 days. It started like Friday.
Yeah, it's like 4 days. The 24th. Today's the 28th.
Yeah, 4 days. Today 27th? 28th? Damn.
Yeah.
Good God. Oh, Jesus. All right, but yeah, so 4 days, and I think like everything that happens, Russia's gonna run out of resources with this war. They're running out of now, and I think, you know, they're starting to get pushed back. And the worst thing that happened for Russia in this war is that you're now getting cut off from your resources. It'd be financial or, you know, military-wise. Like, it's a bad situation. Putin did not have to do this. He screwed himself up very bad. That was very dumb. The reasons why you said you did what you did, really reason why you did what you did, is because you just wanted to show people you ain't gonna tell me what to do.
Right.
That's all it is. You told people you just wanted to tell people you're not gonna tell me what to do.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And that's a dictator. Like, a dictator is like somebody, you're not gonna tell me what to do. I do it if I feel like it. That's literally what it is. You're like a spoiled little ass kid.
I'm gonna tell you what to do.
And you're a small little ass kid, and that's cool, but here I fucked up you just did this, because you just fucked up your whole country, because now your country will have sanctions for years to come for one moment of you thinking, they're not going to tell me what the fuck to do, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Right.
And they were doing military tactics. It's like, bro, we've been hearing about you guys are going to attack Ukraine for literally weeks on end. We knew you were going to attack these dudes. This is not some shit that just popped up. If you actually watched the news, you knew these motherfuckers were literally at the fucking line of Ukraine, ready to just attack at any moment.
Right.
That isn't some shit that just popped up in your head. Like, no, motherfucker, you've been waiting to do this for a while. And you're going to feel the ramifications. Your country is going to feel the ramifications of this shit for years to come, which is the dumbest shit in the world, because now you're kind of cut off from all your resources. Who's sending you food?
Yeah. It would be China for sure. Yeah.
You eating sushi? You eating sushi? You eat sushi?
If it ain't a California roll, nah.
All right then. So it's literally like, listen, man, he did something that was just very dumb, just so damn stupid, and yeah. I don't understand. And for the quick moment of fear that you put into the world is about to now be taken with the highest level of restrictions on yourself that I've ever seen. You put fear back in the world. Congratulations, you did it. Mm-hmm. You did exactly what you set out to do. The problem is, you're not gonna get a chance to physically see it play the fuck out like you thought it was.
Right. Right.
And that's the biggest fucking problem for you. All those people you just killed and all that shit, you just fucked yourself. Yeah, that's a terrible situation.
It is, man.
Because you might not even get past Ukraine.
Exactly.
You might not get past Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We act like you said, the first, and I think Ukraine was just like, let him take the first couple of lines of defense. Okay, fake him. Let him have it. But once you get to those next levels, that's your ass.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not as easy as he thought it was. And by now, honestly, the way he hit those first 2 days, I thought it would be over right by now. I thought the president of Ukraine would be dead by now, straight up. So shout out to the people in the Ukraine for fighting back.
Man, they still got people in Ukraine talking on CNN and shit. That's how you know he is done. Like, he has no more ways. I don't even know if the planes are still flying through, because they were tearing this shit up in the first 2 days.
Yeah, I think they were supposed to help with the establishing a non-fly zone.
And I think that
whether,
like,
they did or not, I don't know.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't know if Russian planes are even going through the air anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the biggest part of the attack, if you're going to do an attack, like,
right,
by air.
Crazy.
But this did not go as planned. I think Putin is kind of like, this shit did go as planned, man. I don't think I physically knew what the fuck was supposed to happen. Yeah. And that's the thing. When you have this mindset of, you're not gonna tell me what to do, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want to do, and then your plans get kind of distorted at some point. Either mm-hmm. you keep moving forward and get people killed because you just don't want to be proven wrong. Oh, you wave the white flag, and then people are like, oh, he's really not that smart as we thought he was.
Right, right.
Which he's not. And now, and more so, it goes back to what you said. Now Russia is kind of looking at him like, dude, that was the dumbest shit you ever done, because now you fucked us. You made us worse as a country. Mm-hmm. You got some of our people killed for a 4-day war that literally lasted longer than what you was planning on making this war into.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
Yeah. I think the fact that he has veto power in NATO is dangerous. Because they came up with, I don't know what it's called over there, I guess a motion to for Putin to stop the war. And every other country signed it, and he ended up vetoing it. He's like, fuck y'all, basically.
How the fuck did... Who gives this motherfucker veto power over NATO?
Out of like the 30 countries, it's
here's
like,
the thing. I don't think Russia's in NATO.
No, Russia's not in NATO. Not NATO, but like the G7. The G7, where all the countries get together. They have like a summit where they all got to kind of get together.
Who the fuck signed off on Russia, Putin getting fucking veto?
Veto power, yeah. It's crazy.
Who the fuck signed off on that? That is the dumbest. They need to have a whole new vote.
Not NATO, United Nations. That's what I meant. At the United Nations.
That is the dumbest shit ever. Who the fuck? Yeah. He got to be a really.
We have veto power. We have veto power. Russia, China.
But that makes sense. We're like literally okay. Every country you just named has like. Four of the most dominant fucking military.
The biggest countries have veto power.
They have four of the most dominant militaries in the fucking world.
Right.
That makes sense why they would have veto power. But China's not going to China's going to vote for whatever Russia wants.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of stupid. It's very dumb.
When the war first started, Biden actually, in a show of weakness, actually, might I add, went to China to see if they would help us out. China decides to take that message and tell Russia and told Putin, "Oh, the United States came over here and talked to us."
Awesome.
That's not a good thing.
Yo, awesome. He say, she say shit.
Yeah, facts. Playing telephone and shit.
Yeah, Biden's a terrible president. He's a terrible president. Good God. Him. Listen, and this is why I say this, man. I don't really go ahead. Trump is terrible. Trump is a terrible president. But Trump is not a fucking politician. Like, who the fuck thought he was going to be a good president? Like, who the fuck thought that?
I actually did think he was a good president. I really did. I think a lot of his things, maybe, you know, tax breaks, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But he damn sure got more. I had more money in my pocket than I do now.
But my thing with the whole Trump shit, like, I didn't look at him like a politician. That's like Kanye winning for president. Like, who the fuck thinks Kanye's going to make a good president?
Right, right.
That's literally what I saw it as. I'm like, if you don't like Trump, why the fuck are you rooting for Kanye to be president? That's the stupidest shit. That's just shit it.
Nobody wants. See, nobody wants a politician in office. No one really wants a politician.
And that's the problem. There's no good politician. Mm-hmm. Everybody has dirt. Everybody has done something fucked up.
How do you go in making $100,000 a year in the beginning of your term to making $100 million a year afterwards? You know what I'm saying? It's because people
just to write a book
paid. People are or just to write a book or being paid for their vote. You know what I'm saying? Lobbyists pay these people. You know what I'm saying? All that shit, yo, sucks.
But yeah, man, look, to me, nobody's ever going to be a worse president than George Bush. That's just me personally.
I hear you.
You know, that's just me personally. Mm-hmm. I mean, this motherfucker got us into a war and claim it was weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. Who got weapons of mass destruction, motherfucker? These motherfuckers look like they in sandals and flip-flops. What the fuck weapons do they really have? They got weapons of mass destruction, and he got us into a war. And, of course, what he did to my city, I would never forgive him for that.
What's your city?
Yeah.
Oh, New Orleans. That's right.
Yeah. I would never forgive him for that.
That was more of the that engineering...
he literally sent the military to blow up the levees. Like, he created all that water. He put more water into the fucking city than actually drowning out than letting the damn city water just play itself out. You blew up the fucking levees to try to create more, try to get the water out. But really what you did was put more water in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would never respect him for that. I would never like him. So he's my fuck that president, number one. His second is they're literally 1A. Like, fucking Trump and Biden are like tied. Like, mainly because just Trump just wasn't supposed to be the president. Like, I don't understand who the fuck was like, yo, Trump's gonna make a.
I'd rather deal with a couple mean tweets than this bullshit.
And listen, that's kind of how I feel like right now. It's like, I said this. I said we can't even say Biden's a good president because he's only in his first, 2-3 years?
First year. Nah, he hasn't even done 1 year. He does his first State of the Union. Shit. Yeah, he does his first State of the Union.
Oh, my God.
I know. We still got 3 more years with this guy, man.
Nah, the next election is in 2024, right?
Exactly. But they don't go in until 2025.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. But, oh, God. Fuck.
Tell me that's not the same time frame of what Russia actually has in resources.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I think he's ready to let the shit go for a while.
And that's why I feel like, that's why I kept saying, like, I can't really say Biden is a better president than Trump. And I can't say Trump is a better president than Biden. Both of these motherfuckers had literally 4 years. Like, you can't really give neither one the best president fucking conversation because these motherfuckers both were just terrible in their first 4 years. Like, it's terrible. It's terrible shit. It's very bad, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
It is just, yeah, but I think that, listen, Biden's a terrible fucking president because he wasn't a great politician.
Yeah, but he'll go down in history, okay, I think, is because he plans on nominating the first black woman Supreme Court justice. So
I'm tired of people trying to defend that shit. Just because you throw us some black shit and tell us
glad you said that, man, because that's the way I looked at it. I was like, oh, he's pandering. Not to say that she's
like a motherfucker, bro.
But not to say that she's not qualified for the job. From what I understand,
not that at all.
She's super qualified for the job. Yeah.
But my thing is, you put people in office, but then tell them not to really do anything.
Yeah,
that's a terrible situation to be in. like Kamala Harris, like getting blasted on like certain TV shows because the host asks her, like, who the fuck is really running this country? And she's like, Joe's running this country. Really? I can't fucking tell.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Kamala actually is the first woman president ever. Did you know that?
Yeah. First vice president. Yeah.
Now, woman president.
Yeah.
Because
Madam President.
When Biden went under for his colonoscopy, he had to sign off.
And she had off to swear.
All that. She had to do all that. So realistically.
What if she's really the president still and he's just second fiddle?
Well, motherfucking get rid of the band. Cause god damn, this is fucked up. Hey, man.
I think that will World War III happen eventually, one day. I think it will. Will it happen now? Recent times, no. I think too many people are too damn cautious, and I think too many people know too much. I don't think it's gonna happen. Maybe not in your time frame. Maybe not in your life, but it might happen in mine. I won't say.
Motherfucker, we ain't that motherfucking. Hold on, man. Hold on, man. I ain't that much older than you. Damn.
Now, I'm saying, like, give it about like a good 60, 70 years, the shit gonna pop off. Give it like 50, 60 years, the shit gonna pop off.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Because then tensions will get to a point where it's too damn high to overcome.
Facts.
And it's like, there's nothing in this world that, and by that time, the world is gonna be, it's gonna need a world war.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't think we need one now. Mm-hmm. As much as we're stupid and we're fucking dumb, there's too many people in this world. I saw the quote, I think it was in Men in Black, Tommy Lee Jones telling Will Smith, he was like, no, people are smart. And you say a person is smart. People are dumb.
Yeah.
Which is true. A person is smart. People are fucking dumb. They don't know no better. That's why they need 9-to-5s. That's why they need restrictions. They need some sense of order to live. Because if you know you could go to prison for some shit, would you not temper down your fucking problems a little bit? Would you not listen? If prison wasn't an option, we'd be out here killing motherfuckers like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Soon as a nigga look at you wrong, you killing him.
I think I would like to think over time, though, better heads will prevail. No. I would like to think that.
No.
But, I think in the world, and if we're looking at the world aspect, we need people like Putin to show us, to remind us why the fuck we don't want to become. You know what I'm saying?
I totally fucking agree.
Anyway.
I totally fucking agree.
That's,
I agree.
I'm sorry.
I think because this world, not everybody is democracy, man. Not everybody believes in peace and harmony and all that other bullshit. There's people that do believe that a country should be run one way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't run it that way, you will have disorder. You will have people in the streets just doing whatever. So, yeah, I mean.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's wrap this up, man. I got an important phone call. I got to take in about 10 minutes. So,
all right, man.
Thanks for being here, man. Again, as always, I love being able to talk. I enjoy my Mondays, man. I really do. I ain't gonna front. I enjoy. I take Mondays off, and I make sure to be in here and I make sure to do this thing with you, man. Please give your social media stuff and all your plugs, and we can get out of here.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to our therapy sessions. And of course, like always, Brandon Janu's show. So really on Instagram, just go to Instagram. It's way better. Brandon Janu's show is also the YouTube channel. Got a new episode out right now. Things that have impacted my life. Top 10 greatest 90s songs list. I got to start posting that shit. That's episode 16 of season 4. Damn. And tomorrow night we'll be back in the Zoom room for top 10 90s stories, which we talked about one war, Gulf War, which actually was in the 90s. So we would definitely probably be talking about that tomorrow as one of the 90s stories. Yeah, brand new show is out right now. Of course, tomorrow morning I'll be doing Instagram Live with my brother Juan, Jack's Wild Sports Podcast. We'll be talking about all the crazy shit that's going on in sports. And Urban Boulevard is where you get this hat, get all our clothes, use the code Brandon.30 for 30% off your purchase. And hit us up in Gmail, Dark Therapy Sessions. Hit us up in the comments. This is completely a different take on what we do, but I actually enjoyed this. I think we should do more of these. I think we should have did the Joe. I think we should have did the Joe Rogan one. We should have had a whole episode with Joe Rogan.
Just do a whole episode.
Yeah, we should have did a whole episode with Joe Rogan.
We kind of did, but it got.
We kind of did. Yeah, it got jacked up.
So, no doubt. That's on Patreon. Definitely, man. Check out our Patreon.
Definitely.
For me, Instagram, Rsay Senior, RSAYSR. Follow me there. You can email the Dark Therapy Session at darktherapysession@gmail.com. We don't have an Instagram page for it yet. Well, maybe we'll get there. Maybe we won't. But maybe we'll get a Patreon for it. Maybe we won't. I don't know. We're just doing this, because we enjoy doing it and we really hope to help somebody. I know this one was a different episode, a different kind of episode. It got a little political there, but it's the sign of the times. It's what's happening now, and I feel like we should at least say something about it.
If we don't talk about it, then if we don't talk about it and something happens, you're gonna be like, why y'all didn't talk about it?
Yeah, exactly. But for less than a cup of coffee a month, you can support me at patreon.com/rsay. Get 4 amazing shows. You get my podcast. You get this. You get the Skank Bank, and you get the Let Up podcast. So 4 great shows, and plus you get exclusive content. I have a $10 tier. It's the sticker tier. You get the little mushroom head, and you get that every 3 months. You get that, and you'll get a poster. So please join a tier. Hit us up, darktherapysession@gmail.com, and we will catch y'all next time on the Dark Therapy Session.
GG.
Session is not closed. There you go. Thank you.
Peace.
Peace.